sickening, deluded and unforgivable. That's how the Mayor of London described the brutal murder of a soldier in Woolwich yesterday. Loads and loads of you called in, emailed and texted when I asked for your reaction to what happened.
I think, you know, the Muslim community is obviously, you know, is slightly to blame because we're not educating our children as much as we should do according to Islam. I mean, obviously what happened yesterday has got nothing to do with Islam. You know, these are two individuals who clearly are sick.
Good morning, Bushra. You're in Essex, in Braintree, of course, yesterday. A mosque was attacked. I'm from Essex, as you probably know.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for the Chelmsford one to be attacked, to be honest, because the EDL have done a few marches here lately. I just think it's really sad that they're targeting everyone when, to be honest with you, no one agrees with it. It's disgusting that what's happened.
My heart goes out to the family of this gentleman. What was done was barbaric. But I solely 100% lay the blame at the feet of the people of the Muslim community in Britain, the leaders, the imams.
A lot of you were concerned with the use of the word terrorist, like Jen.
My dad's in the military and I just think, I'm white British myself, and I think it's shocking how the death of this soldier has been used by like the far right to kind of create hate against Muslims. I think that's really wrong. I don't think that's at all what the soldier would have wanted, and I really feel for his family.
Ranbir texted in to say he was ashamed to be Asian. Shaquille from Birmingham says these killers are murderers and nothing to do with Islam, and that no genuine Muslim would support these evil murderers. But Ashgar Bukhari from the Civil Liberties Group, the Muslim Public Affairs Committee, explained how these men justified what they did in the name of Islam.
Islam is not about turning the other cheek. It never has been. Islam's whole ethos is about standing up against an injustice or an oppression. And what these people see is they see injustice in the Muslim world and say, well, all right, well, I'm going to fight. And their perversion of that fight is this kind of horrific attack. So there's the root. The root is there's oppression and God commands you to fight against it.
Murad Rasool told me he's lived in Woolwich all his life.
Yesterday, there was a large number of EDL supporters just down the road from the mosque as well. So they are obviously the actions of two individuals, not the actions of a group or a religion. Anybody could carry out any act and shout Allahu Akbar, but that doesn't condone that act or justify it, does it? Or
no.
Mean that they're doing it from an Islamic perspective. I've been born and raised in this area in Woolwich, yeah? The army barracks and the army has been a key part of the Greenwich Borough forever, before even ethnic minorities probably even came to this area. Yeah, and there's never, ever been any animosity between any members of the local Muslim community, ethnic community, and the army.